One strange thing was the what they called the tariff van. It used to run every night from Cambridge through to Oxford. It was an engine just pulling the one BG, a large passenger vehicle, and you used to put your stuff in, what was left over basically from the day. Perhaps being odd, two or three boxes of flowers going to Leicester, or a parcel, because the railways were common carriers them days, so they couldn't refuse anything that fitted within their gauge. The most bizarre thing that used to travel, and you'd see one about every couple of months, was a coffin. Open the door and there'd be this coffin there going home to Ireland. When you think of it, it was quite a good way of taking a body back to Ireland, because in those days there was no airports flying. To drive to Holyhead, petrol was rationing. But on the train, I mean, you caught the train at Willington, say, 7:30 at night, to Bletchley, where the Irish Rail stopped there every night. You'd be in Dublin 7 o'clock the next morning. So it was quite a good route. But quite strange to see a coffin in the train like that, on its own, shall we say. There used to be circus trains those days, but because it didn't stop at Willington, but they did travel through there. So you'd get the odd lion and tiger or thing like that in its own specially adapted cage. But going back to this tariff van, one night we opened the door and apparently there was, well, it definitely was, a barrel of about a 40... gallon barrel of vinegar, which had fell over and root, and it had smashed everything else in the van completely. It rolled backwards and forwards. It was a good job it wasn't coffin night, but it made a terrible mess.